Hey everyone, this is Mark, and this is another commentary and analysis on the staggering bullshit of The Secret. These commentaries talk about the research, inspiration, and ideas that go into each article. If you like the article, check out the commentary, because I talk more about the article. This one was a lot of fun to put together. And it's funny, I always wanted to kind of do like a hit piece on either The Secret or like The Alchemist. So like kind of these like really popular self-help books that, you know, have sold like 30 million copies or whatever, and everyone reads and loves and thinks is amazing. I really don't like those two books. For whatever it's worth, the super popular self-help book that I do like, actually like a lot, is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Fantastic advice, brilliantly framed, like the model is put together. You know, I ignore all the Native American shaman crap. It's just really, really solid advice that's great for life. But some of these other books that take off and become hugely popular, I just kind of cringe. And The Secret is the worst offender. It's so bad. Let me put it this way. I studied marketing and copywriting for 2 or 3 years, and I would say the first 50% of The Secret, it's not even, there's no content. It's just, it's a sales job. They're like selling you. It's all of like the marketing 101 tactics. They're like basically selling you on this idea, this law of attraction universe stuff. So I kind of wanted to do this hit piece for a long time, but it always seemed, a little bit, I don't know. It just wasn't a high priority, and the timing never seemed quite right. So what happened after The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck became so popular, what it actually did, and it kind of surprised me, it brought in a lot of like new agey self-help people. So I started getting tons of emails from, people who wanted me to like come speak at like their heart chakra conference and, you know, sell their spirit crystals on my site or whatever. And as you know, if you've read a lot of my site, like I'm completely not on board with a lot of this stuff. I'm very like, my philosophical roots are in skepticism, scientific empiricism, stoicism. And I guess the most woo-woo I get at all is like Zen Buddhism or Tibetan Buddhism. But even there, I think, you know, some of the more ritualistic stuff is kind of just flaky. I don't like what I refer to as the woo-woo self-help world. I think it's a bunch of nonsense designed to make people feel good, in the short term while simultaneously teaching them to ignore their long-term problems, if not make them worse. And The Secret is a prime example of that. Drew, my research assistant, and I had a number of conversations about The Secret and some of the other woo-woo self-help stuff over the year prior to writing this. And Drew has a master's in psychology and was in the process of getting his PhD and neuroscience, and so he's like extremely well versed in how the brain operates and how emotions operate and how perceptions operate. And he and I had a number of conversations about like what kind of psychological mechanisms are kind of being leveraged with this type of stuff to make people like actually believe that this stuff works, and it's helping them, when meanwhile they're actually like alienating a bunch of people in their life, and it's all kind of fake. So after all these new agey people started showing up and emailing me and kind of like thinking I'm one of their buddies, I just got kind of like, I just reaction of disgust. I was like, ew. And wanted to write a piece to get them to go away. It was very consciously decided that like, okay, we just had an influx of probably a couple million new readers over the last month. A lot of them seem to think that I'm like one of these woo-woo self-help guys, and I want to make it really clear that I'm not. I am not that. I'm something else. And the idea with stuff like this is that you polarize responses. And it's funny, a lot of bloggers get nervous about this type of stuff. They're like, oh, well, I don't want to write anything that will piss people off. But I disagree entirely, because what happens is you write an article like this, it pisses off all the people you don't want reading you, and all the people you do want reading you love it and think it's great and read you even more. So I've, and not to mention just my own sanity, you know, I do read all my emails and interact with my readers all the time, and I wouldn't be able to stay sane if I kept getting emails about, you know, like past lives and karma and all this stuff. So the article itself, it focuses very much on confirmation bias. You can definitely go deeper with this though, in terms of like beliefs and identity. There's kind of a whole nother layer or piece to this where, people, honestly, I think there's a little bit of a learned form of narcissism at work here. Because you basically, what you're doing is you're taking people who feel kind of miserable and their life's a mess, and you're telling them like, well, if you just focus on what you want from the universe, it'll give it to you. And in the short or in the immediate term, it's that kind of works a little bit, because it's like, oh, well, I need to figure out how to, like, you know, lose 5 pounds or get a promotion at work. And so they kind of focus on that. But when you kind of start doing this for a long time and you start relating a lot of these beliefs to identity, to people who start believing that, like, they are uniquely spiritual or uniquely talented in some way, or their intuition is always correct, or that they're much more intelligent than they actually are, this causes basically people to adopt beliefs about themselves that are perhaps not really realistic. And whenever you get people with unrealistic positive beliefs about themselves, you generate narcissism and entitlement behaviors. And to go even further, I really don't think it's a coincidence that this form of self-help, the popularity of this type of self-help and the growing kind of sense of entitlement and narcissism in our culture, I don't think these two things are coincidences. I think they're happening concurrently, and I think they're happening in other fields too. It's not just self-help. It's everywhere. It's, marketing, consumerism, and politics, and everything. So, I think this is, it's not immediately apparent for everybody, but I do think this is kind of like the cultural battleground of our generation. You know, every generation has like kind of a big identity struggle that they go through. A lot of generations, it's very tied to like politics or economics. Other generations, it's tied to, you know, affluence or, you know, political change. I think for ours, there's this growing tension in our society between technology that enables us to kind of detach our identity from reality more and more, with the greater interconnectedness of everyone. So it's much easier for me to convince myself that I'm like way more talented at something than I am, which may make me feel really, really good, but I'm also more connected than ever before, so there's going to be more evidence than ever before that my belief in myself is just full of shit. And so that's going to generate a lot of tension and a lot of antagonism between different people and different groups. And I think this is just kind of one piece of why people are developing such intense kind of groupthink mentalities today. You know, why people are seemingly becoming so extreme in their views. I don't think it's actually the views that have gotten extreme. I think it's more people are just far more attached to the beliefs that they've decided to identify themselves with. They're far more attached to their identities because it's the amount of freedom and opportunity and information available has made it that much easier for us to adopt these identities. So in that sense, I think kind of like the Zen tenet of no self, or the Stoic belief of kind of emptying out your identity, like never knowing exactly who or what you are. I think these ideas are more important today than ever before. Or not ever before, but like, you know, recently. Let's be realistic here, right? Let's not, that might be me kind of like kissing my own ass and adopting an unrealistic belief. So, this article did pretty well. I did get a little bit of hate mail. This is the funny thing, the irony, I guess, is the angriest and meanest hate mail I ever get is about this article, which makes me laugh every single time it happens, because the people emailing me are supposed to be the embodiment of like love and happiness and positivity and everything's great. And they send the meanest, nastiest emails that they say the worst things about me. And, I get kind of a kick out of that. It just reinforces everything I say, like in the art. Like I just become like even more confident in my perspective, when that happens. In fact, I don't think I've gotten one well-reasoned argument defending The Secret. I've gotten a few people who are friendly about it, but I haven't gotten anything that's like made sense, if I can put it that way. So anyway, that's, I guess you can call that my confirmation bias.